I think it is actually becoming clearer that the way this statistic is arrived at will not necessarily reflect the truth. Because how it is defined is you are looking at people who passed through grade 3, and it's then calculated to say it's a certain fraction of a population. And the real thing that we are facing as teachers is that we have quite a big chunk of our students who are at least even coming to as far as O level, who neither can read nor can they write. This is why we are saying as long as that statistic is just going to be left like that, it's really going to compromise the quality, and people are really going to celebrate and say we have arrived, we are the best in Africa, when a lot of our kids, the wisdom, the knowledge that they have, their reading capacity and their writing capacity is simply not up to scratch.
What criteria then should be used to capture the real rate of literacy in the country?
It really becomes a very serious, challenging process, because it then needs to be a very scientific formula that is arrived at. But one needs to be very honest to say, in this particular country, save for those who can only count and say they can count 1 to 10, they are able to get change when they sell a few bananas, and they are also able to interpret that after taking the white pill, then they can take the brown pill for family planning purposes. A lot of the education that we have makes our people, they can't function. It's not functional literacy. We need to get to a place, to a stage where those people who are educated in, by definition, are able to function. They are able to be relevant in this economy. Save for the reality that they are able to transact in business